Good morning, everybody. Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on the social channels. Shout out on this Veterans Day to everybody serving and who has served. Obviously, cannot thank you enough for your service. When Corey and I first started Cheesehead TV, one of our main pushes was finding service people around the world and reaching out to various publications, Army Times, etc., trying to find Packers fans who felt so far away from their team. We get emails all the time to this day from people stationed overseas. Can't thank you all enough for what you do, for everyone who has served in the past, and to everybody who, you know, has a family member either serving now or who has in the past. I can't thank you enough. I remember my grandma talking about when the push was on to make helicopters. She helped in the assembly line build some of the first military helicopters, and she was so proud of that. It was when I was a kid, it was such a weird thing. Like, you built a helicopter. Then, of course, I got older and kind of understood the importance of it. But it's all those things. My grandpa serving, my grandma helping. Everybody has been touched by the service in one way or another. And today we honor those folks. So I just wanted to start by giving a shout out. You guys know I don't get too serious on here, but just wanted to say thank you to everybody. Sticking on a serious note, anybody who frequents this here chat or anything even tangentially related to Cheesehead TV knows one of our commenters, Big B, been around for a long time, trivia regular this offseason, met him at training camp a couple years ago. Last night, he shared the unfortunate news that he is battling cancer. So I just wanted to take a second and give him a shout out. You got this shit, man. Go kill it. Fuck cancer. And then on top of that, I've got a really good friend who's been diagnosed with COVID. And she's not doing so well. So today's fucking awful. And I just want to thank everyone here for giving me a place, a spot that's kind of normal and a bit of a community. And something I can lean on when things are shit. So thanks. Hope you're all doing well. The Packers are back on the practice field this afternoon, ready to take on the Jacksonville Jaguars on Sunday. A team that basically everybody is overlooking and already has racked up the W. And I'm here to tell you that is a mistake. Don't do it. History of the NFL is littered with teams that should have blown away their competition and didn't show up on Sunday for whatever reason. I mean, you don't have to look much further than a couple weeks ago when everyone thought that the Packers were going to stomp all over the Minnesota Vikings and then got their ass kicked. So I know Jacksonville is in contention for the first overall pick. Doesn't mean anything. The Packers could lose this game very easily. We'll see what the injury situation is coming out of this afternoon's practice. We'll get our first injury report this afternoon. We're going to hear from LaFleur and Rodgers later today as they get ready for, and I know everybody, they made the announcement about the Colts game being moved. You know, that kickoff has been moved into the national window in the afternoon. Don't care. Got to beat the Jaguars first. And that is not a gimme. So we'll see all that transpires. Hello to everyone in the comments section. Good to see everybody. You're all very kind. The Ask Vic Bowl. That's phenomenal, CR. Man, you know, Vic Ketchman was much better at his gig than I think some Packers fans, including my co-founder, give him credit for. He was in a bit of an impossible situation when he joined the Packers. I understand why Green Bay hired him. And I understand why some purists disliked that hire and never gave him a chance. But I thought Vic did a really good job overall. But it was still funny to hear Corey melt down every once in a while. Craig, thanks for the super chat. Nags, oh, dude, you're too kind. Take this money and be there for your friends. I had cancer earlier this year and I beat it. Your friend will do as well. Your friend with COVID will make it. Keep the faith, brother. Love you, man. Thank you, Craig. That's really super insanely generous of you. Thank you. Robin, love you, Big B. Love you, Nags. I got fucking wet eyes now. Yeah, you and me both, Robin. Thank you. Jaguars don't have a Dalvin Cook, but they still have a DJ Charm. I mean, and they have a new quarterback, somebody who's only got four quarters of film out there and a live arm. And I'm not sitting here telling you he's going to come into Lambeau and light it up, but between that and their ability to get to the quarterback with five or more guys when they blitz, you know, they have to blitz to generate pressure. But we've seen two teams now, and the Saints and the Buccaneers, give the Packers problems when they pressure. So, you know, all it takes is one hit to Rodgers and a forced sack fumble, et cetera, for a game to turn. And the Packers got to be on their A game and be ready for it. Justin, thank you for the super chat. To Nags and Big B, much love and good vibes your way. You're both strong and a light in this world. Justin, thank you very much. Very kind of you. Big B is the GOAT. The GOAT! Got that right. Trash, thanks for the super chat. So sorry, Aaron. I think I speak for everyone when I say that we love you. I hope we can help support and distract you from this COVID fuck cancer. Amen, Trash. Random Packer of the day, Chester Markle, greatest play by a guy in glasses in NFL history. Dusty, not only that, he was high on coke. We talked about this during trivia this past offseason. He literally did cocaine in the locker room at halftime in that game. One of the most amazing fucking NFL stories of all time. If you were that young QB, would you rather play the Packers with no crowd at Lambeau or a full crowd just for the experience? I think any competitor would want the whole shebang, right? You want to go to Lambeau. You want the vibe. You want the feel. It's what makes Lambeau awesome. I think not having a crowd, though, from a competitive standpoint, that's probably what you want. What is holding EQ back from success? That's a very good question, Brandy. Consistency at this point. We know he can do it because we've seen it as far as you know, being able to run the routes, catch what's thrown to him, be active in the run game, etc. But I don't know. It's consistency for the most part, and that is down to the player. And it'll be interesting to see how many more opportunities he gets. Obviously, Rodgers gave him a couple against the Vikings and didn't come up. We'll see if he's afforded many more opportunities. After COVID is gone, what is the first concert you will attend? The Pet Shop Boys and New Order, which I was slated to attend last September, but then got moved to 2021. But I've been waiting my whole life to see those two together. It'll be amazing. Can't wait. Did you see Rodgers on McAfee yesterday? Every time I listen, I'm more and more impressed at how insightful he is. I caught some of it this morning. I was busy yesterday. But, anytime you can hear Rodgers, especially talking about football, his bit about the football being the ultimate team game was spot on. I love that bit specifically. We need the Smiths to catch fire. You got that right. Is Pettin blitzing much less this year? Feels like it. No, I think I haven't looked at the exact percentages, but it doesn't feel much different. He's still counting on those guys to winning up front. The difference is they're not winning up front. Do you think the new extremely steep rise in COVID will change NFL schedules? I don't, actually. I think the NFL is just going to keep trucking and do what they have to do to play these games, no matter who is down. Possibly, maybe changing if there's, say, a star player affected in a primetime window. But for the most part, I don't see them changing much of anything. Maybe they add on a week 18 at some point if things get hairy and they need to reschedule some games, but I doubt it. But I should also mention, Mark Murphy did say in an interview he did for the website 2 or 3 weeks ago that the competition committee has spoken about the possibility of moving the Super Bowl back as many as 4 weeks. I mean, that's a full month they can move the Super Bowl back. So, you know, they're talking contingencies at least. So we'll see. Hey, Nags, are there major differences between what college scouts have to do compared to pro scouts? Seems like Goody has been doing a really good job of the pro side of things. It's funny because one of the reasons he got the job over Elliot is because he had a lot more experience on both sides, whereas Elliot had kind of come up and started in pro and then, you know, started getting involved on the college side later on in Green Bay. But Brian obviously had been around for a long time on both. Started as a college scout. As far as like what's required or what you have to do. The way you go about breaking down the players themselves doesn't change. The scouting system that Ron Wolf put in place has been augmented and changed throughout the years slightly, but for the most part, they're still working off the same base that Ron implemented in the early 90s. So the way they evaluate the player himself, that doesn't change much. But as far as responsibilities, breakdowns, travel obviously is a huge component when it comes to, you know, guys will advance games. If you're a pro scout and your job is to be the advanced man, say, on next week's opponent, then you will go see, obviously you'll travel to, or in the pre-COVID days, you would travel to that spot. You know, a college guy, there's so much more travel involved. And, you know, you're on the road pretty much the entirety of the football season. You know, there are maybe stop-ins, so to speak, in Green Bay in the off season, but during the season, that's why guys are stationed where they are. Like the West Coast scouts live on the West Coast, you know, Southern scouts live in the South, et cetera, you know, and then they travel all around their area and they're on the road almost every single day. So that is kind of probably the major difference between the two. Let's see what we got. Zach, thanks for the super chat. Does anyone know if there is a database that has a full radio broadcast of past Packers games? I've wanted to listen to some 90s and early 2000s games. That's a really good question. I do recall seeing one back in the day, like ages ago. Maybe Packernet has it. Somebody has an archive, but not everything, but like a bunch of, because I remember going back and trying to find some old Jim Irwin and Max McGee stuff. But anybody's got it, throw it in the comments because I can't remember off the top of my head. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Jags running back is nice, and that's no bueno for the pack. Exactly. That kid is on pace. He's on a record pace to put up more yardage from scrimmage than any undrafted free agent ever in the history of the league. Robinson's legit, man. You know, I know he's not Dalvin Cook, but he could wreck some shit for the Packers. There's no doubt about it. Jamal should reach out to Big B. Let's get it. I'd be shocked if that doesn't happen. Alex, thanks for the super chat. In your opinion, can the front office keep most, if not all, the future free agents currently on the roster? And can we get a Go Pack Go? We can always get a Go Pack Go, of course. Star future free agents. I mean, David Bakhtiari is a number one, and I think they'll get that done. And then it gets down to 50-50 land. I do think Aaron Jones will take up until the end of the season, but I think they'll get him done. And then, man, all bets are off. I really want them to re-sign Corey Linsley. I doubt they do. I'll be surprised at this point if they bring Kevin King back. And those are the kind of top four. Patrick, thanks for the super chat. Sorry, I am late. You are forgiven. Don't let it happen again. Make sure I didn't miss any other super chats here. Trash, I missed yours. If everyone is healthy, are Kamal and Kirksey and Kenny and Monty Adams an upgrade in the run stop versus last year? Thoughts? I mean, I think Kamal and Kirksey will go a long way to mitigating the problems we saw against the Minnesota Vikings. I hope we see more Montrevious Adams because I do think he's rounding into shape quite nicely. Is it an upgrade over last year? I mean, I don't know about that. We'll see. I would hope so, if only because I think they'd have better inside-out pursuit and physicality from that inside backer spot. But you got to prove it on the field. You know, we've seen plenty of guys with measurables and supposedly upgrades on paper that just weren't. Andrew, thanks for the super chat. Big B is the GOAT. Your friend with COVID is the GOAT. Stay strong. Both of you got this. Seems like Rodgers has quietly stepped into a more vocal leadership role this year. I love it. I mean, he's more vocal in the sense that we're hearing from him more. You know, when you're doing a appearance every Tuesday and then media availability every Wednesday, he's going to generate more headlines and more content, which I love. I'm all for it. I don't think much has changed in regards to how he approaches his leadership role on the football team itself, but I do love the fact that we're getting more of him publicly. That's pretty great. Running down underground to a dive bar in a West End town. Matt, you're a man after my own heart. You know the best line of that whole fucking song is, got a heart of glass or a heart of stone. Just you wait till I get you home. I mean, Neil Tennant is a fucking genius. I love that song. Preston, thanks for the super chat. In the last 10 years, biggest draft bust class. Woo! That's what is that, 2015, I think? I've got to look it up
real quick, but I'm pretty sure that's it. Packers draft. Yeah. 2015. Randall, Rollins, Montgomery, Jake Ryan, Brett Hundley, Ripkowski. Yikes. That was a tough one. So, yeah, give me 2015 on that one. Rodgers calling out the NFL's optics on COVID is fantastic. I mean, I know that entire team was fucking frustrated flying out to California with the balance, you know, not knowing if they were actually going to play or not. The whole organization was pretty damn frustrated by the entirety of everything that surrounded the playing of that game when it comes to COVID. Too early for a beer? I think not. Yeah, no. Love Bulaga, but man, it looks like we made the right call. He's hurt and our line seems to have gotten better. I mean, I don't know. You can say it's better at tackle without Bulaga healthy, but Bulaga is rarely healthy. And the fact that he fought as much as he did to stay on the field last year and in a contract year tells you how desperately he wanted that third contract. But yeah, I mean, you're always moving on. You're always paying somebody. And it's the determination of who you pay and when you pay them. And it is always going to be better to get out a year too early than a year too late. And it seems the Packers got out at just the right time. And, you know, that's no slight to Brian. He's an absolute warrior. We all know the things he's gone through to stay on the field for the Green Bay Packers. And there's no question that he is, you know, one of the best tackles in the game when healthy. This guy just can't stay on the field. I want to see more Kadar Holman instead of Jackson. I don't think you're going to see that anytime soon. I do think we'll see more of him in sub. But I think Jackson's pretty much entrenched there as that starting kind of opposite Jair. Although this week, who knows with Jair, we'll find out later today where he's at in the concussion protocol, but there's a possibility there might be a spot open opposite Jackson in the starting lineup, which would obviously suck, but that is it. Father Time is undefeated. Had to cut ties with Bulaga. No doubt. Justin, thanks for the super chat. Due to COVID, is it odd I don't want home field advantage in the playoffs? I feel going to a warmer climate would benefit this team. I mean, I don't think it's weird. I totally understand that from a logical perspective. But it is a fool who looks for logic in the chambers of the human heart. I want the game in Lambeau just because I'm a traditionalist and I want it to be in Lambeau. I have no other reasoning. You are absolutely correct. But sometimes my heart overrules my head. That's all I got for you. My brother Austin wants to know if you think Actually by the Pet Shop Boys is a top 10 album. Top 10 pop album, no doubt. It's a pop masterpiece. No question about it. I Want to Wake Up is one of my favorite pop songs ever off that album. Warmer climate didn't benefit us in Tampa Bay. Aha! Aha! I don't know, I'm just saying that. Lindsley is so good and reliable. Wish he could stay. Hey, I'm telling you, there's still a possibility they keep him around. I mean, they obviously drafted for the eventuality that he might leave, but the guy's having an all-pro year. Maybe they find a way to keep him around. We'll see. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to go. Can't thank you enough for all the support, all the kind thoughts. Thank you so much. Shout out to Big B. You got this, buddy. Please hit like on this video, subscribe. Reminder that there is no Packer transplants this afternoon. We will be broadcasting on Friday afternoon at 5. In the meantime, please hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack Go.